Lutheran Services and several other groups trying to get these folks into the area and settled. As far as my part, I'm just helping with a team of people at from Clemson Press who volunteered to help get four of the refugees that are coming to the area settled in Clemson and get them into apartments that are on the CAT bus route and help them get proper things they need in order to start to get jobs, you know, Social Security cards and all of the necessary paperwork in order to be employed. We're equipping apartments with, you know, everything from, you know, beds to everything that needs to be in a kitchen, because all of the people that are coming really are just arriving with the clothes that are on their back and very little else. I believe I heard the number of close to 75,000 that have come to the United States. I think their original place of landing is military bases literally all over the country. Most have been in the country for, I guess, 1 or 2 months at bases where they, you know, are awaiting to be moved to areas like Clemson. These are people who are ones that have worked directly with the U.S. government while the U.S. government was in Afghanistan. The vetting process is very substantial because all of the ones that have come have been ones that have already worked for the U.S. government for many years. It's not just, you know, here's a plane, everybody get on it. You know, it's a substantial process both before they leave the country and who even gets to come. And then once they get here and are on the base, that continues as they do the necessary background checks to get the proper documentation to be able to go into communities and to go to work right away, not to be cared for by the state or by the federal government, but actually come in to go to work. I'm not sure of the exact number. I had heard that it was around 40, and it's not 40 in Clemson. It's they may be in Easley, they may be in Greenville, they may be in Seneca. I understand that Clemson in this area was chosen differently than they normally, the U.S. normally repatriates folks that they're trying to bring into our country, where they usually would go to urban areas. I think one, because of the number, and two, because of the pandemic, they are having to do things to really get them settled. So they're coming to the Clemson area because the Clemson area, with a large international population already related to the university, you know, it would be a more comfortable transition than other rural areas might be.